Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Gymnastics.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Gymnastics. The Tigers closed their home schedule with one of their best meets of the season. Auburn beat number 13 Missouri 197.425 to 197 in the home finale for the Tigers. We're joined now by Tigers head coach Jeff Graba. Coach, you mentioned last week that you wanted this team to have the mentality of a road meet for the Tigers. You score 197.425. Was your squad able to do that?
Yeah. It was a fight mentality, which, you know, that's going to come in handy. We're on the road from now on, postseason and regular season. So it's going to come in handy. You're going to be in environments that are going to be difficult. You're going to be chasing. You're going to be a team that needs to keep your head down and stay focused on what you can control. And you need to be passionate about each other and stay in your bubble. And I really, really feel like we did a great job of that. It had a bit of a slow start, but everything else, it was really, really good performance and really happy with the result.
A senior night and a fitting senior night for your squad, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've never had first off, senior nights are hard. We're celebrating a career before the season's over. And I really just don't like that. And it's really difficult, very emotional. And this is the earliest we've ever done that. I mean, heck, we're basically halfway through the season and there was a lot of emotion. So, I'll give them a little bit of grace on the fact that, you know, they were a little tight at the beginning, but I think our seniors, it meant something to them. And I think it was a difficult night for them to get through, but man, really a successful night. You like to send them off with a great score. You like to send them off with a win and really, really happy with a great performance. So great leadership, even though it was an emotional night.
Well, let's talk about the night that the Cassie Stevens had for you. She wins three events. She wins an all around. She scores a career high on the floor. Boy, it's hard to ask much more out of one of those seniors in the night that Cassie Stevens had for you, Coach.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've talked all year about, we're just going to try to, you know, our team is going to be built around everybody getting a little bit better than they were last year. And then everybody improving throughout the year this year. And, you know, I don't think there's a better example of that than Cassie. Cassie's just continued to improve, and her grace under pressure is just amazing. You know, the simple fact that she was very emotional that night and then just still carried the load of the anxiety of all the stuff you're trying to do with your team, a lot of new people. It was just a lot of fun to watch, but it's also very rewarding that, you know, she gets to leave Neville Arena the right way.
All right. Among those that also, you talked about the slow start, and that's the vault to open it up. But Sarah Hubbard scores a season high 9.875 for you in the vault. That had to be one of the early, I would guess, sparks to kind of turn things around at that point.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what you need. You need somebody to go out there and light a fire. You know, I would say it wasn't a bad rotation. It was just, we weren't getting started. We were sputtering a little bit, and, you know, Sarah really knocked it out of the park, her going out and doing what she can do. And one of her better vaults she's done in her career for us, and to do it on a night when we needed a little bit of a spark, that really set us going and ended up finishing off a vault rotation really well, and then moving to bars and having one of our best bar performances of the year. So just really happy that, you know, she was able to do that. She's done that way more consistently in practice, and it's nice to see it happening in meets now.
All right, Coach, let's just talk a little bit about this squad. As you mentioned, that the home season is now over. Nothing you can do about that now. You're on the road.
I wish I could do something about it, but we're on the road from now on, so we better get some rest.
Just talk about just your philosophy now and how you approach things now with this squad on the road for the rest of the year.
You know, in some ways it's a blessing. You know, in some ways we're looking at it as an opportunity. Being on the road is difficult, but the scores. You can keep all your scores. There's always a limit on your home scores because they're trying to make sure that you are, the NCAA wants to make sure you are a good road team. So all our road scores have an opportunity for us to improve our ranking and improve our seeding into the tournament. So we have that ahead of us. I think you gel a lot more as a team when you're on the road. So we have that ahead of us. So we're just looking at this as a great opportunity. Is it going to be difficult? Absolutely. But it wouldn't be worth it if it was easy. So we're looking forward to getting on the road and getting to know each other a lot more as a bunch of road warriors and getting some good scores under our belt if we can.
And that road gauntlet starts with one of the traditional powers, not only in the SEC, but nationally with Georgia on Friday night.
Yeah, we'll have our hands full. I mean, look, there's nobody in the SEC that can't beat somebody else in the SEC. That's just the way the game works. We are we're the hardest conference in the country to get through. And Georgia's fantastic at home for good reason. I think they have the number one recruiting class in the country. Their house and trying to keep our head down and get our job done will be, you know, a really good test, but we need these tests and we need to rise to the occasion and continue to improve. So I'm looking forward to it.
Can you use your senior leadership to your advantage? You mentioned Georgia is very, very young. They're going to be very, very good in the future, if not right now. You have a big senior class. That is at the heart of the leadership on this team. Do you rely on that senior class now, those upperclassmen now, as you spend the rest of the season away from Neville Arena?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. In that respect, it's also good that senior night's behind us so that, you know, they're just focused now on postseason. We're just focused on keeping our mentality, trying to improve upon it each week. The seniors who have been through this before, all six of them, but, you know, Cassie and Aria have been through a Final Four run. They've been through a bunch of SEC championship meets, a bunch of regional meets. We're going to have to lean on that group. And we have a wide range of experience on our team, and the young people are doing a really good job of listening. And the really good thing now is if we do lean on them and they're being vocal and listened to, then I like our chances because this team is typically a very good road team. So we just got to hit our stride. We've really only had two road meets at this point. So it sort of seemed like it was a one-off each time we did it. So now to get on the road, we'll put our seniors in charge and let them lead the way all the way through the postseason.
As mentioned, Auburn is on the road Friday night. The Tigers compete at Georgia. That is a 6 o'clock Central Time start. Coach, safe travels to you. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Jeff Graba on This Week in Auburn Gymnastics.